The U.S. continues to lead the world with the most coronavirus cases, and Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, says the federal government is approaching the pandemic right now as a series of small epidemics. Here she is on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're still very much focused on Boston and across Massachusetts, and we're watching very closely Chicago. And then we watch every single outbreak that occurs in different states around the United States, including the most recent one in Ohio.
Joining us now is Jason Bobie, an NPR Global Health and Development correspondent. Jason, as we hear about those places, let's look around the U.S. right now. Where are things getting better at the moment and why?
So you've got to give credit to the whole New York area. Cases are down for several days in a row. Governor Andrew Cuomo just this morning said they had 478 people who died in New York yesterday. And that obviously sounds bad, 478, but that is actually the first time the single day death toll has been less than 500 since April 2nd. So this is significant. And the entire region there, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, they're all seeing the death toll come down. And with 45% of the cases in the United States in that general New York area, you know, this is good news. Same time, you know, Governor Cuomo is saying that New York cannot like party yet. They're still urging caution. They've canceled big events all the way through June, but they are saying it looks like they've gotten past the peak there.
And what about where things are getting worse in the United States?
You know, so obviously there were some of the places that Dr. Birx mentioned, but it's also interesting. You're seeing upticks in four of the five places that do not have stay-at-home orders. You're seeing some significant upticks: Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Arkansas is the exception there. They do not have a statewide stay-at-home order, and they only had four new cases yesterday. So things seem like they're working there. But Iowa, you know, a big jump over the weekend, driven by some outbreaks in some meatpacking plants. Similar in Nebraska, again, some of the cases around some meatpacking factories that have stayed open. One huge outbreak in Hall County, which is a fairly small county, but the rates there are similar to what you're seeing in Louisiana. Obviously, the stuff in North Dakota and South Dakota isn't that big, but the trend is in the wrong direction. You're seeing a rise in cases there.
And what about globally? We've been hearing about some European countries that are starting to ease lockdown restrictions. Are things really getting better in those countries?
Yeah, and if you look overall at the trend in Europe, things are looking a lot better. Spain and Italy, they both had roughly half the number of new cases that they had at their peak. Germany, 2,500 new cases a day at the moment. That's down from a peak of about 6,000. France, the numbers seem to be going in the right direction. So yes, there definitely has been some improvement there. The UK, on the other hand, things are not going so well. But yes, you are seeing some significant improvement in Europe.
And just briefly, where, as you look around the world, are things going in the wrong direction?
There's great concern about Russia, and then also in South America, Peru, Brazil, Chile. Numbers seem to be starting to rise there as well.
That is NPR Global Health and Development correspondent Jason Bobian, looking around the world for us as we follow how the coronavirus is affecting various countries, and in this country, various states. Jason, thanks.
You're welcome, Jeremy.